What are the two most beloved animals in all of Kentucky? Well, first, of course, is the rattlesnake, and the second is the striped skunk. Each time we see them, oh, we get so excited. That's part of nature's plan, by the way. Beloved, maybe respected is a better adjective, but we will begin with the simple fact that snakes and skunks, and you and me, all share a common foe.
Skunks serve a valuable role ecologically in that they eat lots of mice and rodents that may occur in the farmlands or around your homes. They also eat several insect pests such as crickets and grasshoppers and wasps and grubs.
Laura Patton is a wildlife biologist here with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife. Skunks fall under her fur bearer program.
Mainly people trap striped skunks. There is a small market value for their fur.
Skunks are pretty non-aggressive, and they spray as a last resort. This skunk is de-scented, and the stinky spray is not an issue. Folks fear, though, they will spray immediately. But like a rattlesnake, they'll bite. But first, they give you fair warning.
We recognize a skunk because it's black and white.
Brent McCarty, wildlife educator, says their defensive tactics are easy to see.
It's the opposite of camouflage. You know, that black and white pattern is a warning. They want to be seen so that every animal out there knows, hey, watch it, I'm a skunk. I stink, and I'm not afraid to use it.
When threatened, skunks grunt, growl, snarl, and hiss. If the threat persists, and this could be human or a predator such as a fox or bobcat or coyote or even a domestic dog, the skunk will stamp its feet and raise its tail. If the adversary remains close by, they will spray the opponent with its highly potent spray. It contains sulfuric acid. This spray can cause temporary blindness, and the skunk can spray up to 16 feet.
So they can spray much farther than they can see.
Striped skunks have horrible eyesight. Our skunk at Salado, even though sometimes you walk up to her and you think that she ought to be able to see you, because their eyesight is so poor, she doesn't, and you can startle her very easily that way.
Skunk stink also announces territory, and it attracts mates.
But the babies, very early on, can spray and don't necessarily have complete control over their scent glands. Then they spray.
Skunks' mating habits mimic those of white-tailed deer.
The males will venture looking for mates even up to a mile sometimes, and as a result, they often end up roadkilled. You may notice more skunks in February and March than you would during the other times of year and smell their strong odor as you're driving down the road.
That late winter stench is a sign skunks are in love. And skunks are smart. They all attended PU. Now, you have too.